If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Here's what's trending today.
The Buffalo Sabres played against Philadelphia last night downtown KeyBank Center with the new general manager in place. Sabres got themselves a win.
Benson for Thompson, far side. He's pressured immediately. Sabres outnumber the Flyers. Here's a chance for Norris. Scores! Sweet hands by Norris on a great feed. And the Sabres are up 4-2 with 9:40 to go here in the third period. It's a power play goal.
Sweet hands indeed. Final score 5-3. And another one.
Bouncing puck in front is clear but not out. That broke the stick of Sanheim at the blue line. Now the Sabres get it out. Samuelson out of the box with 10 seconds. Samuelson sends it across. McLeod scores!
Yeah.
Start your car! The Sabres up 5-3 with 7.9 seconds to go in the hockey game. Looking to win four games in a row.
Wow.
Ain't that the truth? It was just an extra pep, extra something in the stands last night with a new general manager in place, some new energy in that team. Over to Thursday Night Football and the NFL. What a thriller. Seahawks went 3-for-3 on two-point conversions. Weez, I know you watched some of the game. Did you watch all of the game?
No, I did not. I was in bed. But I'm just saying,
three
I watched the replays.
Three.
That's
the
crazy, Janet. The Bills just made their first one a couple weeks ago.
Exactly.
Wow.
I mean,
they did three
in a game.
That's amazing.
Wow. So,
and one was lucky. You got to watch the video. I can't explain it, but you'll see it.
So, Sam Darnold with Jackson, touchdown in overtime, then hit a wide open Eric Salbert for the winning 2-point conversion. Seattle Seahawks rallied from a 16-point fourth quarter deficit. Sound familiar? To shock the Rams. Go Bills.
Go Bills.
Avatar, Fire and Ice opens up today. Big movie opening weekend for that. Should be a blockbuster. Maybe when blockbuster is over $100 million for opening weekend. So probably going to make around a hundo mil this weekend. And this could be it for a while for Avatar if you listen to what the director says. But he said he's probably going to take a break from the Avatar series for a while on this one. Another big movie. Sydney Sweeney stars in a psychological thriller, The Housemaid. That's in theaters. Should make around 25 mil. Number one on my screen this weekend is going to be SpongeBob, Search for SquarePants. That's opening up finally. Whatever happens in Bikini Bottom stays in Bikini Bottom. We know that, right? Mm-hmm. Anyhow, that hits the big screen this weekend. And finally, Jelly Roll has been officially pardoned for past crimes. As you know, he's talked about being in jail. And as you know, he's had trouble traveling to other countries because, you know, convict and all that, and had to get a lot of special clearance. The governor of Tennessee, Bill Lee, granted a state pardon to Jelly Roll on Thursday, formally forgiving the singer's past convictions for robbery and drug offenses that dated back to his teens and early 20s. Lee called the transformation of Jelly Roll, real name, by the way, Jason. Jelly Roll called the transformation from a troubled youth to a Grammy-nominated artist, an advocate for second chances, remarkable and powerful. And once again, Jelly Roll, half the man he was a couple years ago after losing all that weight, was in tears. Between that and the Grand Ole Opry, that dude's been crying more than Jimmy Kimmel. It's crazy. That's it for your news and views. Time right now is 6:23.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.